This is the Sunday Messages podcast from Cedar Valley Unitarian Universalists in Cedar Falls, Iowa. And I'm your host, Kat Bean Hansen. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Today's message comes from our service on Sunday, February 11th, 2024. Pastor Emma Peterson talks about Ash Wednesday and glitter blessings in her message, We Are Stardust.
I've preached quite a lot of sermons about Ash Wednesday, especially considering I'm a minister in a UU church, because I love Ash Wednesday. I love the reminder that life is precious because it's temporary and fleeting. And I love carrying that reminder of my mortality. And I really love Ash Wednesday this year because it happens on Valentine's Day. And much to Skylar's chagrin, I love Valentine's Day. I love it. And I love Ash Wednesday and I love them together. And initially I thought I'd preach some hybrid Valentine's Ash Wednesday sermon and I was going to call it Love You to Death. And I was so excited. And then I thought, you know, I've given a lot of sermons on Ash Wednesday, and this congregation has been very patient and tolerant. And maybe we should do something else. So we're going to do something else. You're welcome today. We're going to do a glitter blessing. The precise origins of glitter blessings are unknown. Some folks claim that glitter blessings began in 2019 as a ritual that marked the 50 years since the Stonewall riots kicked off the fight for queer rights in America. Remember, beloveds, the first pride was a protest, and a trans woman threw the first brick. Some trace glitter blessings back quite a few years prior to a New York City Episcopal church who created the glitter blessing to demonstrate solidarity with the LGBTQ community while also celebrating our own individual unique sparkles. But then there are others who trace it even farther back, and I'm inclined to believe this particular origin. There is a activist organization of queer and trans folks. They call themselves the Perpetual Sisters of Indulgence, and they are drag nuns. They are, of course, not recognized by the Vatican, but they consider themselves to be nuns. And they first appeared in San Francisco on Easter Sunday way back in 1979, and the sisters have devoted themselves to community service, ministry, and outreach to those on the edges, the promotion of human rights, and a respect for diversity and spiritual enlightenment. And glitter blessings are a ritual these sisters frequently carry with them when they go to protests and other events, eagerly searching for anyone who might need to be reminded just how special they are. So we are in agreement that the origin of glitter blessings are rooted in queer liberation. It's been adopted as a ritual of affirmation by open and affirming congregations, and glitter blessings have become very popular in Unitarian Universalist spaces. Glitter, often mixed with ash, represents an audacious hope in the face of a broken and hateful world. Glitter is tremendously hard to get rid of, and so are we. No matter what the powers that be do to snuff us out, and I'm talking right to you, Iowa legislatures, we will persist. Well, the glitter blessing still celebrates queerness in all forms and demonstrates our commitment to continuing allyship. The meaning of the glitter blessing has expanded to include a celebration of uniqueness across the spectrum of humanity. Well, glitter, like iced coffee and Doc Martens and Madonna, remain a staple of queer culture. We've decided graciously to spread the blessing to celebrate all folks who need to be reminded how special, how precious, and how brilliant they truly are. As I mentioned, Ash Wednesday shares its calendar date this year with Valentine's Days, and it's meant to remind us of the temporality of life. Life is precious because it is temporary, but the glitter, beautiful because it is broken. Glitter is created from thousands of shards of a once whole material, reminds us that we are beautiful and divine and worthy of love, and that we will never stop shining. There may have been a time or times in your life that you were told that you were too much or not enough, too loud, too needy, too emotional, too much, not pretty enough, not smart enough, not masculine or feminine enough, not tough enough, not strong enough, not enough. I have heard many times in my life that I'm not enough or I'm too much. Too emotional, that's one that I've been hearing my whole life. Too loud, and what loud means, I think, is that I'm too opinionated for a woman. I'm too aggressive, I guess, when it comes to expressing my opinion. Women with opinions are very dangerous. So I've been told these things all the time, that that I'm not enough, that I'm not smart enough, or I'm not thin enough. But I know now that I am very smart. There are certain things like math that really challenge me, but I've got lots of other gifts. And I know now that the world turns on women's insecurities, right? That's how a lot of people make their money, is by convincing women that their body needs to be changed or they need all this stuff to be accepted and beautiful. I know now, although I think I'm still kind of working on it, that my body is a good body because all bodies are good bodies. And I'm done caring what anyone who isn't my doctor or my partner feels about my body. I don't really care what you feel about my body either, Skylar. if we're being perfectly honest, I'm done letting the world dull my shine. And it's taken me a long time to get there, but I've decided today that I'm done letting the world dull my shine. And today I invite you to reclaim your sparkle. I invite you to our glitter blessing ritual. From the stars we have come, to the stars one day we will return. Until then, fight for the oppressed, love fiercely, and shine brightly. Go now in peace.
This has been the Sunday Messages podcast from Cedar Valley Unitarian Universalists. The music is by Nathan Moore. If you want to learn more about the CVUU, visit our website at www.cedarvalleyuu.org. And you can also find us on Facebook or Instagram at Cedar Valley UU. We welcome visitors from anywhere to virtually attend our services on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to learn more about joining us for a service, send us an email at cvuupodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.